Welcome to our Sunday worship for this Sunday, the 14th of February. This is the last Sunday before we're into the season of Lent. It's the last Sunday in the season of Epiphany. A Sunday when we often think of the Transfiguration, when Jesus and his disciples, three of his disciples, made a journey up a tall mountain. I'm here just at the foot of Tomangean, behind Strontian. Come with us on a journey to a high place, a journey of worship and encounter with Jesus, who shines as a light for us all still. We sing, or we listen to and reflect upon the words of the song, "Holy, Holy, Holy."
Bring our prayers to God. This first prayer is a prayer where we come before God and we acknowledge how wonderful and amazing God is, and where we confess that we have fallen short of his ideal for us. Let us pray. Loving God, Almighty God, we come before you in adoration and in praise. We are so thankful for your grace and for your love. We know that you will always accept us if we turn to you. We know that you will always guide us and support us and love us whenever we need you. We thank you for your communication with us, for those nudges and those times where we just know that you are guiding us and directing us. We thank you for the words that we read in the Bible that come from your prophets, those who speak for you. We thank you that we understand that you are beside the people in the stories that they tell and that are recorded. And we thank you that you are with us through Jesus, guiding us and directing us in all we do. May we always be people who live lives of service towards each other because of you. We come broken and doubtful, fearful, but we also come trusting, wanting to know more of you, loving you more. We come not as fully formed, perfect people, but we come as we are, full of wonder and hope and desires. May we have wisdom to follow you and to share your kingdom with everyone. We come to give thanks for your presence in times of trouble and in times of doubt, uncertainty and fears. We come like Peter and James and John, trying to reach those high places where we think that you will be. We know that you are with us, whether we're on the heights or the depths. You are with us. We cannot keep you in one place. May we understand what you call us to be, people who see you in the good and in the bad. We come acknowledging our failings, knowing that we will never fully live up to what you want us to be, but help us to do the best we can. Guide us and direct us. Give us wisdom. Give us the words that are needed. Give us the time that is needed. Give us the support, the care and the compassion that we can share with those around us. Help us to realise, to remember and to share that your love is endless. Your grace is unconditional. May we follow you, lean on you, ask for and receive your support in all we do. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The Transfiguration. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James and John with him and led them up a high mountain, where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could reach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, they were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Amen.
Jesus and Peter and James and John arrived at the top of the hill, a mountaintop experience, and they were able to enjoy the view. And what a view it would be as Jesus was transformed, transfigured, shining more white than anyone could possibly make. A dazzling sight. And the disciples were amazed. The disciples wanted to hold on to the moment as they saw not only Jesus, but Moses and Elijah. They wanted to hold on to the moment. Let's build shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Let's stay here. Let's hold the moment. The moment was a moment in history, and a moment that would point back to Moses and the law, to Elijah and all the prophets. Here was a moment that brought together all of history, all of the past, and a moment that would be a turning point towards the future, a turning point towards Jerusalem. And Jesus would lead the disciples back down the mountainside, back down to the place of need and want. And as we read on in Mark chapter 9, we hear of a boy being healed. Jesus and disciples were taken down from the mountaintop experience to the valley, to the ordinary, to the mundane, but to the place where Jesus could meet need. And whether on the mountaintop experiences or in the lowest of the valleys, we know that Jesus is with us, journeying with us. We've journeyed through the season of Epiphany, thinking of the times when Jesus was revealed to others. It all began with the wise men following a great light, and now it ends with disciples seeing a great light and hearing the voice, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." As we journey forward into the season of Lent, may we listen to our living, risen Lord, and may we know that he's with us always, in the highest of moments and in the lowest depths of despair.
Scrambling and scrabbling over scree, snaking their way along ridges on the barest of trails, they climb, leaving earthly things behind, clambering with effort around crags, avoiding cliff edges, looking up occasionally and feeling dizzy. Still they follow him. He ascends the heights like Moses did so long ago, he who wrote the law on stone. They pause a while upon the mountaintop, almost but not quite the roof of the world, and suddenly the light is blinding, bright, white, searing the scales from disciples' eyes, and for a moment, here closer to the heavens, they see him for who he truly is, magnificent and glorious, majestic, shining amid rocky pinnacles. The humble rabbi is transfigured, shot through with shafts of burning, brilliant white, exalted, conversing in illustrious company. Moses, the lawmaker, Elijah, the prophet, return to the mountaintop to meet with the Messiah, transcendent anointing. Senses ravished by unearthly beauty, desperate to stay, Peter babbles of pitching tents, unable to understand the mystery and the glory of the moment. It passes. They slope back down from the mountain, subdued and told to keep a secret, a truth that they cannot comprehend. When they descend and are more earthly minded, only after pain and grief, execution and a resurrection will they truly see him for who he is once more. And now we sing along or listen to and reflect on the words of the hymn, "'Tis good, Lord, to be here."
The second prayer is one where we pray for ourselves, for the world, for others. Let us pray. Loving God, we pray today for your church, that is, the people who make up the communities, who follow the way of Jesus, who listen to the Spirit, who are guided by your Spirit. We pray today for Christian communities across Scotland, across the world, facing so many challenges, so much change, so much pain. Help us to see the opportunities in this for growth and renewal. Help us to see that faith hasn't changed, trust in you hasn't changed, your love hasn't changed. That this love and faith will continue. It will continue through your followers, through those who believe in you, who trust in you, and to live out their faith in their communities, working your work, praying for people, being with people, being alongside people. We pray for the strength to carry on, even when it seems so difficult at times. We pray for those who are living in fear, those who have had to flee their homeland, those who don't feel safe in their homes where they're threatened by violence. We pray for those who are on the edges of society because of their gender or because of their ethnicity, because of their abilities. We pray for any who are attacked, who are held back, who are made to feel less than they are. Help us to share with them your unconditional and all-encompassing love. We pray for the world as we seem to struggle from crisis to crisis. We pray for your protection, for your preservation of this wonderful creation. We pray for all who feel helpless in the face of wars and ruin. May we be bold enough to speak power to truth, truth to power. May we find ways to create change. We pray for all that they may find the strength to show the truth in their lives, to fight for justice, to fight for what is right, rather than that which is easy. We pray for all of these things, and we give thanks for Jesus, who showed us how to live in such a way. Amen.
And with our prayers, we bring our offerings, all that we have, all that we are, and all that in God's goodness we are yet to be. Let's pause for a moment as we think on all that we do bring to the work of building the kingdom and the church here on earth. Bring all our prayers together as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
To the servant king. calls us now to follow Him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant King.
And as our worship ends, whether you feel in a mountaintop moment or in the depths of a valley, may you know of God's blessing from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you and with all those you love, today, tomorrow, and always. Amen.
May the Lord make His face to shine upon you.